Friend, let me ask you a question today. The question is this: are you saved? Now, please don't turn the dial. Would you kindly listen to these few moments with the book, the Bible, the Word of God? It is for your own eternal welfare. It's also for your present peace of mind, for your happiness, for your security, now and forever. Will you not face the question honestly, frankly, now? The question again: is your soul saved? Oh, listen to the words of the Lord Jesus Christ when he said, "What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" To lose your wealth is much. To lose your health is more. But to lose your soul is such a loss that no man can restore. Now, don't make the mistake of thinking that you don't need to be saved. God says we must be saved. Don't make the mistake of thinking that you can put off the question indefinitely. God says, "My spirit shall not always strive with man." And again, he says, quoting, "Now is the day of salvation." Don't make the mistake of thinking that no one can know that he is saved. God says, "To you is the word of this salvation sent." And again, "Be it known unto you." Also, "These things I write unto you that ye may know." The Bible declares that we may know that we are saved. Don't make the mistake of thinking, "I'll try to take my chance with the rest." God says it is not a matter of chance, but of choice. He says, quoting, "Choose you this day whom ye will serve." And when the Lord Jesus was here, he had to say to those who would not choose to come to him, quote, "Ye will not come unto me that ye might have life." And don't make the mistake of thinking you are doing the best you can, and you will finally be saved on that basis. Perhaps you have joined a so-called church. Maybe you have been baptized. You seek to do unto others as you would have them do unto you, and keep the golden rule, so to speak. My dear friend, the salvation of your soul is not, I repeat, a matter of your doing at all. God says, quote, "By grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." I repeat, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now, many indeed are the voices that are tending to the confusion on this vital subject today of the salvation of your immortal soul. And one does not wonder at the dilemma that many find themselves in. Perhaps my listener is such a one today, and if so, oh, my dear friend, let me tell you that God has spoken clearly and definitely and certainly as to this most vital, important question. And if you are in earnest as to the welfare of your immortal soul, which is going to be saved or lost for an eternity, oh, permit me today to turn you to his word, the word of God, the entrance of which if received by faith, will bring light and life to your soul. It will give you understanding. It promises understanding to the simple. The simple, that is, those who will simply take God at His word. And that's exactly what faith is. Taking God at His word and asking no questions. The Bible tells us that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Let me ask that you turn your ear today to hear the word of God as we shall seek to bring it before you in these few moments with the book. Now, I wish to be as simple as possible so that a child who may be listening can understand. To understand what? God's way of salvation of the souls of mankind. And when I say this, I have in mind the words of the Lord Jesus uttered to men in His day, men who could vaunt their religious training, men who could boast in their rationalistic philosophy, men who could glory in their worldly possessions and pursuits. You know what He said to them? He said, quote, "Except ye be converted, or saved, and become as little children, ye shall not enter the kingdom of heaven." Yes, ye must be converted. We must be saved. A very prominent educator, in speaking of the problems in that field today, said that schooling is needed in the fundamentals. What good, he said, are studies in this and that culture and various philosophies when our young people don't even know how to read properly, write correctly, and even do fundamental arithmetic? In regards to the answer to the question, "Are you saved?" I would seek to point you to some of the fundamentals of God's salvation. And we shall seek to head them by the first three letters of the alphabet, the ABCs of the gospel. The first one we wish to consider is found in Romans 3:23, and the word beginning with A commences the verse thus, "All." All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Has my listener considered himself as being included in this? Do you know yourself as a sinner? What is sin? Sin is lawlessness. It's doing your own will. Oh, there are many kinds of sins, but sin is in essence, I repeat, lawlessness. And whatsoever is not of faith is sin. To him that doeth good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. And then all those sins that appear so hideous, so awful, making the headlines in the paper. Yes, all is included in that word sin. Sin is rebellion against God. It's unbelief. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Do you recognize your guilt, your condemnation in this verse? It is so. God says, all have sinned. For further testimony from the Old Testament, we turn to Isaiah 53, verse 6, we read the same word, beginning with the letter A. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. Do you accept this as God's pronouncement against you? He includes you in this condemnation. Have you included yourself in this? Have you owned that you have sinned? It's not a matter of how much you have sinned, but have you sinned? You know you have. God says you have. Your conscience testifies that you have. If you don't believe it, Just ask someone else who has observed you. All have sinned. All we like sheep have gone astray. And this is why we must be saved. We're lost in sin. By one man, sin came into the world, and death by sin. But death has passed upon all men in that all have sinned. Will you, my listening friend, admit this to God? If so, and you repent to Him, this is the first lesson of the alphabet. And that you might take your place as a sinner before Him. And remember this, that this is the kind of people that Jesus came to save. He says, I am not come to call the righteous, that is, those who think themselves righteous, but sinners to repentance. Turning to the next letter of the alphabet, the letter B, I draw your attention to a verse in the first chapter of John, verse 29. Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. If you admit and acknowledge before God that you are a sinner, oh, let me point you. Let me take you, as it were, by the hand and lead you to the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sin of the world. In order to be saved, your sin must be taken away. It's not what your hands can do, can cleanse your soul from sin. It's not what you can be or not be. There is only one who can remove the sin of which you are guilty, and that is the Lamb of God. The Lamb of God is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came into the world to save sinners. Behold the Lamb of God. This is what Scripture points you to, what the Spirit of God would direct you to. Look to Him. The Lamb of God is the man, Christ Jesus, who became the sacrifice for sin. On Calvary, He laid down His life for you. The wages of sin is death, and Christ, in His love, paid those wages with His own death, a death that He accomplished. He Himself died willingly as a substitute for you, that you might be saved. Behold the Lamb of God. Have you ever beheld Him as the one who died for you? It is true He died for all, and in this He becomes the available Savior of all men. But you must look, you must behold. This implies faith. And this leads us to the next letter. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. In Acts chapter 16, we read those words. It is God's testimony as to how one may be saved. Looking to the Lamb of God is really believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. And the promise of God is this, that if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. These are not my words, though I feel privileged to utter them. And I am aware of the fact that as I utter them, I am uttering words that God can use as His gospel, which is His power to salvation to everyone that believeth. He is no respecter of persons. He has no other way of salvation. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ assures you of the salvation of your soul. Looking to Him who finished the work at Calvary, who shed His blood to make remission for sin, and who rose the third day according to the Scriptures, the one who lives, lives to save, and lives to keep, lives to receive. And he says, Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. This leads me to the third letter of the alphabet, C. A testimony from Isaiah 1:18 is very clear. The Lord says, Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Come now. The urgency of the matter is impressed upon us in these words of the Lord Jesus. Let us reason together. It's the most reasonable thing that you can do. To reason with the Lord is to reason with Him on the basis of faith in His Word. It's becoming as a little child in His presence, accepting what He says as to your guilt, believing what He has done on the cross for your salvation, and now He says, Come. And the promise is that your sins shall be cleansed through His precious blood. Another scripture from the New Testament, beginning with C, emphasizes again the fact that Jesus receives those who come, and He says, Come unto me. He doesn't say, Come to the church, come to the preacher, come to the priest. He says, Come unto me. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved. And the Lord Jesus is the willing Savior. He says, All ye that labor, there is no restriction as to who may come, and the sufficiency of His work saves the vilest, as it is as necessary for the best of men. All ye that labor. But, O friend, you must come. And coming is believing. And believing is exercising the faith that takes God at His word. Drawing attention again to what Paul writes in regards to how we are saved in Ephesians 2, he says, By grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Saved, do you say? Yes. Saved from what? Saved from sin, its penalty, and its consequences of eternal judgment in hell. Saved too for victory even now over sin in our life, to cause us to know the joy and peace of salvation through Him even now. And saved too for future and eternal glory, a prospect that nothing can rob you of, that which is sure and certain. Christ Jesus, by His death, has opened up heaven for us, and to be saved means to be assured that you, when you close your eyes in death here, will open them with Christ in the glory which is far better. And furthermore, when Jesus comes, as He is soon to come, to take to Himself those whom He has redeemed, you will be raptured home with Him in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, to be saved forever. Oh, listen to this. Whosoever, and that means you if you wish, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh, God grant that today, in this simple lesson, and yet setting forth the profound truth of his salvation through Christ, that you will heed the lesson of the alphabet, the ABC of the gospel. Take your place as a sinner before him. Acknowledge it in repentance to God. Behold the Lamb of God. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And respond to his invitation, come now, let us reason together. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Then you shall be able to answer in the affirmative with certainty. Is your soul saved? You can say, yes, thank God, by the grace of Christ and faith in his finished work, and based on the certainty of his infallible word, I am saved. God grant that this is your answer to my question.